On today's show, research and development spending is generating less profit than it did a decade ago. Renault introduces an EV concept that's fun and fast, and a look at the design highlights of the new Mazda CX-5. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to all you enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Stricter fuel economy regulations, increased safety standards, and new technology led automakers to dramatically increase spending on research and development over the last decade. To help alleviate those costs, automakers began using modular platforms to build multiple body styles off of and for different price segments. But a new report from Alex Partners shows that those efforts didn't lead to the expected cost savings. The same amount of R&D money spent today generates less profit than it did 10 years ago. It says savings have been offset by all the new advanced technology equipped in cars and trucks. The number of vehicles built off a platform with an average scale of more than 1 million units more than double over the last decade. That should have led to savings of 6% on reoccurring costs and around 15% on non-reoccurring costs. But that's not what happened. And since technology will only get more complex in the future, the researchers have several recommendations for automakers. Gain control of software development. Decouple hardware and software development cycles. Build better relationships with software suppliers. And fight for the best talent in the software industry. Dodge just released another teaser video of the Challenger SRT Demon, which is a street-legal drag car. This time it's showing off its Performance Pages feature, which is part of the Uconnect touchscreen infotainment system. Its capabilities include a real-time graphic display of engine horsepower and torque that indicates gear changes, 0 to 60, 8th mile, and quarter mile timers that also show speed. The driver can also select three different drive modes, auto, drag, and custom, using the Performance Pages. The Challenger SRT Demon makes its debut next month at the New York Auto Show. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
You know, some automakers fail to hype the fun-to-drive aspect of EVs. But Renault is taking some of its Formula E know-how and pumping it into a Zoe. The concept, called the Zoe eSport, combines two electric motors for 460 horsepower, which is good for a 0 to 100 kilometer per hour run of just 3.2 seconds. Renault does not give the size of the battery pack, but it weighs 320 pounds more than the battery in the production car. And despite that, the Zoe eSport is still able to shed about 175 pounds in total weight with the help of a carbon fiber body. Cheers to Renault, and here's hoping they make this a production car. Honda will show two all-new versions of the Clarity at the New York Auto Show next month, one a plug-in hybrid, the other a full electric version. And the automaker is teasing us with a sketch of the cars next to the Clarity fuel cell. Other than a few cosmetic changes to help differentiate each car, I wouldn't expect them to look too different than the fuel cell model. And hey, you won't want to miss Autoline After Hours this afternoon. The show will be all about Alfa Romeo because our special guest is Peter Hovgen, the director of the brand's North American operations. Peter will also be bringing Julia into the studio with him. So if you got any questions about the car or the brand itself, send them to viewermail@autoline.tv. You can watch the show live at 3 p.m. Eastern Time at autoline.tv. Coming up next, a look at some of the styling highlights of the new Mazda CX-5.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Well, Mazda is getting set to introduce the all-new CX-5 at the end of the month. The company added a number of features to the best-selling vehicle in its lineup, including a new design. Here's Julian Montousse, the director of design for Mazda North America, outlining the styling changes.
So when you take a look at the overall mass of the new CX-5, you'll notice that we kind of push the cabin rearwards to give you a lot more kind of dynamism. The whole gesture of the car, instead of having the double rhythm, we actually have one purified kind of code of movement going from the front all the way to the back. Now looking at the hood, you know, actually the hood has been extended because we have an inverted grille from side view, which gives you this kind of aggressive look, kind of visceral quality to it. And then looking closer and how we integrated the five-prong grille, you can see there is some kind of defragmentation of all the elements coming together in order to really show the depth of the grille. The grille is not an applique anymore. It's really part of the overall structure of the vehicle. Even looking at the contouring of the LED lamp, we're able to compact, you know, all of the hardware to give you this kind of more aggressive, more focused look on the road ahead. Moving on the side, basically you have a movement that's very directional on the shoulders. So if you're looking at the reflection-based surfacing, we have a small highlight gradually growing towards the rear, which is what we call the traction form. You have this perfect highlight that merges into the center of the rear wheel to really give that kind of rear empowerment of the vehicle. Now, even looking at some of the bright trim, you know, instead of going all around the window graphic, we're trying to cut it and stay on the lower. All of this is to bring the center of gravity as low as possible. Now, looking into the rear, basically, we want to establish great confidence and great stability within the graphics. So all of those lines are what we call the trapezoid stand, and they all merge again into the rear wheel. So the car feels extremely strong on its wheels. Same story with the graphic, the LED component. We're able to squish the package of the lamp to get, again, that visceral quality to it. And some of those design cues are, you know, perfect for a new 2017 CX-5. Thank you.
Wonderful. Mazda also made several other upgrades to the CX-5. And for an exclusive look at these upgrades, check out our separate CX-5 feature walk around on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.